I think it's time for what we promised you. We need our magic box on stage to have the drawing. And in the meantime, I'm going to introduce the new person who's arrived on stage. The computer ate up her resume. We can always play with all that. Catherine Logan, who has joined Dear Friends on several occasions, is joining us for the second half of this program. She's a cellist. You may have seen her also at the Carnegie Museum, where she is head of the music and art department at the library. So we welcome, on the second half, Catherine Logan. And we have also a message from a person who is not with us, because Dean Root, who is curator of the Foster Memorial, is currently in California enjoying the sunshine. He is presiding for the last time over the Sonic Society of American Music. It's a national academic society of which he has served as president for the last 4 years. And so he is sending a message to you, and Guy Russo will read it on his behalf. And I see the box over here, and then we will find out who is the winner.
The Stephen Foster Memorial, with its Foster Hall collection, is an unusual and special entity. It functions as a center of excellence in the humanities at the University of Pittsburgh, contributing to our understanding of music in American life. The Foster's contributions to society are far larger than its modest size or staffing might indicate. This is no industrial giant, no medical complex, no athletic powerhouse, just a small but bustling, beautiful, and visionary nonprofit department within an institution of higher education with a mission to help people understand the meaning and value of music and allied arts. That the Foster exists at all is testament to the voluntary gifts of expertise, money, energy, time, and dedication of countless individuals, beginning with Mr. Josiah Kirby Lilly in 1930 and extending through the present. There is an old saying that an army marches on its stomach. The Foster marches forward on the shoulders of its volunteers. Far too rarely do we acknowledge these volunteer contributions in public. We do so today, in this setting, during an American music concert by the Dear Friends. To all our volunteers, the many who are here today, and to those who come at other times, we offer a heartfelt thank you. Your voluntary contributions blossom among us like the flowers of spring. Cordially, Dr. Dean L. Root, curator.
Thank you, from Dr. Root. And as long as you're up here, Emily, you don't have to leap on stage. Emily is our newest staff member. Emily is Public Programs Assistant, Evelyn Davis, and she's also a absolutely wonderful musician herself. She plays early music. She plays Baroque violin, and you can see her in her own concert series. And so... Let's see, Guy, you get to draw. All right, you have to shuffle as long as you're up.
Piano roll.
Okay, just have to reach in there.
Okay. There we go.
All right, can you read the number?
Okay. Number 2562033. Do we have a winner?
Read it again, try it again.
There we go.
Okay,
we have a winner.
Oh, here's our winner. And thank you to all of you who didn't get the winning number. We thank you for helping us out. And now, as a tribute to all of you who filled out your audience survey, as well as to our volunteers, we are dedicating this next number, which is Sweet Roses Waltz.